Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. The winter holidays are full of wonderful traditions. One common tradition over the holidays is gift giving. Here to talk with us today about why it really is better to give than to receive is Graham Reside, Executive Director, the CalTurner Program in Moral Leadership for the Professions, and Assistant Professor at Vanderbilt Divinity. Welcome, Graham.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
How does giving contribute to our well-being?
Every society has forms of gift giving. So the first thing that comes to mind for me is it's a way of creating human connection, or at least feeding human connection. Then when I think more practically about my own life, I think when it comes time to give a gift or think about giving a gift, I have to actually attend to the person that I'm thinking about or the people I'm thinking about. And when we attend to people, we care for them. And I think in a busy world, we sometimes forget to care for the people that we love. So gift giving is a way of caring. It's a way of attending. You know, we have to pay attention, they say. You pay attention. Pay attention, I tell my kids, because it costs us something emotionally. And when it comes to gift giving, sometimes it costs us something financially. But that cost that we pay of attending to another, I think, is a way of caring, and it's the cost of human relationship. So it's one of the ways for me in which I can care for the people that I love is to pay attention. What do they want? What do they need? What might give them joy? The opportunity to stop and think about that for the people that are close to us, I think, is a lovely opportunity. I think the holidays and special occasions ask us to do that, to stop, to pay attention, to care for those that we love. I don't think it has to be an expensive gift or an extravagant gift for the person to feel like they have been cared for. I felt best about the gifts that I've received when my kids have put in an effort. They get me with the gift. So that's what I am trying to learn from my own children, how to get the person, not what to give them, but how to get them and give them a gift that gets them.
What are some meaningful ways that we can give of ourselves this holiday season?
Well, again, I think in the modern world, and for many of us, particularly around the holidays, time is a scarce commodity. And being present may be the best present that we give, right? Sorry to be corny there. But being present, spending time with people that we care about or want to care about or want to include in our community. I began by saying every society has moments of giving gifts, exchanging gifts as a way of building and creating a sense of solidarity, a sense of community, a sense of oneness with each other. I like to use holidays, and I think other people do too, to model for my children that we are part of a larger world than simply our family or simply our friends. But we want to be present for others that we might not know as well. Maybe people who are down on their luck, people who are suffering, people who are lonely, people who are sick. And so this is a time that I think we can be particularly mindful, because holidays can also be difficult for people who are lonely, for people who are unwell, for people who have suffered a loss, people who are grieving. So spending time, I think, with people might be the greatest gift, and expanding that sense of community in that way.
You did allude to this. How can we involve children in this experience to teach them the value of giving?
Well, I might want to start with what we can learn from kids, right? There's something precious about the joy that they get in receiving a gift, but also in giving a gift. So to be reminded of the joy of gift giving, I think, is important. Also modeling for children that it's not the value, the monetary value of a gift that matters, but kind of the intention and attention that a gift can indicate. I like to encourage my kids to pick out gifts themselves for relatives, for friends, and also for neighbors and people in the community. And I think it's important, as I said, to get the whole family, children and others, extended members of the family, to participate in some act of giving in the holiday season. As a religion professor, holidays are holy days, and they are reminders of the gifts that we receive from our gods, from our ancestors, from strangers, And they remind us of the holiness of our lives that, again, can easily get lost if we don't pay attention, if we don't notice the gift of this life, the gift of our communities, the gifts of our friends and family. So having an opportunity to remind children that gifting is a part of the human experience. It's not just about getting something, but it's about noticing that life itself is a gift, that not everyone experiences it that way all the time, and that we should be careful to remember that life is a precious gift, and giving of gifts is a way of both recognizing that fact and perhaps redressing for some who aren't feeling life as a gift, reminding them. And I do think, you know, getting a gift from a kid is, or a child is a particular delight. Some of my favorite gifts were inexpensive gifts from my kids when they were younger.
It's just a beautiful way to look at the act of gift giving, that we're also getting a gift ourselves. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today and sharing your insights and your experiences.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.